I have a really lengthy question from Sandipani Krishna Das, who is the head of Pandav Sen in London, or if I'm not correct, if it's not all of London, but then the manor area. And I can be forgiven for making a mistake, not being involved for quite some time. And he's asking the following. At a recent Panavasane management meeting, it was voiced that there's been a number of, I'm reading fast because it's a lot, number of illicit relationships between Panavasane members. Panavasane policy in regards to members freely dating or having illicit sex is there's no hard and fast rules in regards to dating. We try and provide an educational piece that it is a regulative principle. In other words, no illicit sex that we should not break. We stipulate that couples should not do anything flirtatious during programs. We've banned serial offenders, boys or girls, have been on the circuit with different partners, or whether they're grooming younger members and so on. We now need to decide whether to have an official line in regards to dating, illicit sex, what to do with members that are freely having sex. Should we even have an official stance? Do we allow them to continue their involvement in the Pandavasane? Do we ban them for a period of time? Something else? If so, what? There's no particular consensus. Hare Krishna. Considering that I probably know most of the parents of these children, or they were children when I was there in the UK, it's interesting to be hearing this. For those of you who don't know what the Pandavasane is, it's youth club in UK. There are Pandavasanes in different parts of the UK, but mostly based around London. There's also in Birmingham and elsewhere. And they're mostly of Asians, but there's no restriction. It's not just Indian-bodied there. Youth, all kinds of youth can participate and do participate. And I'm so sorry to read this because all we're doing is talking about what the sexual interaction is with the Asian youth of London today. And of course, it's certainly to do with the fact that where they're living, what they're learning, what their interaction is with the world around them, and so on. Anyway, that wasn't what the question's about, so let's get down to the question. And there's a lot of details here. I'm not really going to get into the details. Perhaps it's something that should be discussed with the local National Council, Management Council, GBC, Pragosh Prabhu, and so on. What, in brief, this says is that we have problems with the interaction of boys and girls and in Pandavasane, and there are different standards, and the different standards are clashing, so what should we do? My immediate, if I was there right now as a GBC, sitting with the leaders of the Pandavasane, I would really be happy to be doing that. My reaction would be to explore the area of different branches of Pandavasane. In other words, what is the Pandavasane itself? If it's a youth club that's just open to everyone, that meets regularly, anyone can come, then what is it trying to achieve? Obviously, we're trying to make people Krishna conscious. It's not a social club. How are we going to make people Krishna conscious? We see that in any type of preaching that we do, at a certain point, we have to diversify according to the audiences who we're talking to. If the audience is, if we're just bringing in, we're going out doing a festival, bringing in all kinds of people, everyone's welcome, anyone's welcome. When from that festival we try to make namharas or regular programs, then we've already sort of thickened the milk somewhat, and it's a different class of people who are being involved, and therefore we're teaching them more and then perhaps accepting a little more from them. And once they become serious practicing devotees, obviously then they have more privileges, and they also interact with a different class of individuals. So it would seem to me that if Pandavasena is going to have some kind of wide open general program where everyone's allowed, then they obviously people need to adhere at least or follow the law and follow some basic principles that we as Krishna conscious devotees expect, as being mentioned here, that there's no grooming, no illicit activity going on, out of program, near program, whether it's sex or intoxication, etc. And then I would suggest that another group be formed. Now, I'm not tuned in, but I would expect that of those who are serious, that they are participating in a counselor system, and that the counselor system is set up. If it isn't, I'm very surprised. But if it isn't, then that's the direction I would go in. And that would be for devotees who are very serious about cultivating and practicing Krishna consciousness, and that they're part of a counselor system, which then has its set of established values. The counselor system is very, very clear as to who can participate, what they're meant to do, what their level of Krishna consciousness is, what is the interaction between members of the opposite sex, how do they actually find, it's like here it was mentioned that they date, how do they actually associate with each other, and so on. If that counselor system isn't there, or even if it is, then I would consider that probably you need to have a wide-open general program. Then you need to have at least a program that cultivates those who are not strict, not necessarily committed devotees, but who actually want to be trained and want to be brought up in Krishna consciousness, and have a program for them where, because they're open and they're asking for guidance, then you can set standards as to what the particular guidance is that we expect of those type of participants. Otherwise, they can just be coming to whatever the general programs are. And then I would provide another program for the devotees who are very serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness, initiation, want to go back to Godhead, they want to be very strict, and they want to associate with like-minded people, and I would expect that that's what the counselor and counselor system is. So to have rules for all kinds of people, or to have a one set of rule that accommodates all different types, I don't think it works. In short, you need different types of rules for different classes, but you certainly have to draw a bottom line. And I think the bottom line is already fine as you've drawn it for that sort of general open meeting where all types of individuals can come. Something that's sort of worthy and characteristic of what it means to be part of and be Hare Krishna. And whether this is your first time there, this is the way you've got to behave. And if you're coming regularly, then this is the way you have to behave here. And certainly you can't use the facilities of a Pond of Saint program for launching any type of illicit activity, what to speak of, illegal activity. And that we should be very careful of. Anyway, these are just some thoughts. I was asked to respond, and without getting into any managerial issues or details, this is what came to mind and sort of the track that I would go down in, and would be interested to hear the feedback of members, leaders of the Pandava saint, to this type of idea. Although, no doubt, if I was speaking with them, then together we could come up with something better than what I just presented. But there you have it. Hare Krishna.